Our first talkback caller used to be Malcolm from Nareen. Former Prime Minister Malcolm Fraser's called in on the media segment. Good morning to you, Malcolm Fraser.
Good morning.
Your views on the current public debate?
I think that the Prime Minister needs to be given credit for her speech yesterday. She's tried to take unnecessary rhetoric out of the issue, and it's worth reminding people that many, many long years ago, during the Indochina problems, we encouraged Malaysia and I think also Indonesia to establish holding centres. They had originally been pushing boats back out to sea. Many of the boats that the Indochinese were fleeing in were no more than river craft, totally unsuited to survival at sea. And we had believed that even in the early stages, many thousands of people drowned, perished at sea. And that was going to continue happening unless, as a first port of call, Malaysia adopted a different policy. Now, they did establish holding centres on the basis that we and other countries would take a very significant number of asylum seekers from those centres. I think it was all done with the auspices of UNHCR. And, you know, in the event, Australia, Canada and the United States were the major countries. I mean, 2 or 3 years in a row we had over 20,000 people coming here. The Canadians took a somewhat larger number and the United States a very, very much larger number. Now, if Julia Gillard is establishing a genuine regional centre, properly supervised, properly managed, she's already approached New Zealand to see if they'll cooperate in the venture, and if she can also approach other asylum seeker recipient countries, America, Canada, with two that obviously come to mind, then we've got the beginnings of a regional approach that might well work. I think a centre which is designed to stop people getting in boats and entering a reasonably dangerous voyage is quite different from a policy that takes people and then drags them off to Nauru or Manus Island, places that are not signatory to the Refugee Convention and whatever.
So you see this as fundamentally different to the Nauru solution. You famously have not renewed your membership of the Liberal Party over the direction it's taking. It almost sounds as if you're prepared to sign up now for the Labor Party, Malcolm Fraser.
No, I'm not signing up for any party. I'm rather valuing a sense of independence and lack of any direct obligation. It wasn't just over this sort of issue. The Liberal Party had over many years moved further and further to the right, and I'd spoken publicly about, you know, how I'd thought about this issue a number of years ago in a very public speech, and that, you know, so it was no surprise, I think, when I did not renew my membership at the end of last year. And, you know, if any, I don't suppose anything will come of all of that, but if any good can come of it, it will be a message to those people who are liberals within the Liberal Party that you're going to have to fight harder against the conservative elements in the party if you want the liberal values on which Menzies founded the party to survive and to prevail in future years.
Malcolm, Paul Ramage here, thanks for calling in. Malcolm, could you share with us, please, what makes Julia Gillard's East Timor proposal better than John Howard's Pacific solution? What specifically?
The Howard's Pacific solution seemed to be taking people who had got here away to other places in the Pacific. It was not designed to stop people undertaking the voyage. This policy, I'm as the Prime Minister says, is designed to stop people undertaking the voyage.
They are both said to rely on a deterrent effect, both Howard and Gillard's suggestions.
No, it's giving people an option.
Malcolm, would you...
You know, so much of it depends upon it being a properly run, a properly administered centre, with the UNHCR in full support, and also on a commitment by Australia and other countries to to take a significant number of people if they are determined to be genuine refugees.
Malcolm, you have a well-earned reputation as an Australian, a leading Australian, who played a very humanitarian role with the arrival of the Asians. Would you consider taking a leadership role now to assist Julia Gillard in this process?
Oh, I don't think she'd want the help from a... You know, I hit four score just a few weeks ago, and there's not... a great deal, I believe, that I'd be able to contribute. But if I could help with something, obviously I would. But I think it'd be most unlikely.
Happy 80th birthday, regardless. And just finally and briefly, Malcolm Fraser, do you think the media are giving this the coverage that it requires?
No, I don't, because you know, politicians, the Rudd government. At some points it was trying to say it humane, at other points it was trying to say it was as tough as the opposition. It did nothing to ameliorate the extreme rhetoric. The Liberal Party was talking about border protection, lost control of borders, which on the numbers is sheer arrant nonsense, and the opposition must know it is sheer arrant nonsense, that it was playing politics with the lives of people who, in many, many cases, were fleeing quite dangerous situations and, indeed, fleeing from their own countries, something that they would have regarded as truly terrifying.
Yep.
I think the media reported all these remarks. I don't think the media took political leaders who were using extreme language to task, as I believe, at least in editorials, the media should have taken them to task. And the media probably played up the extreme language of politicians. And that, of course, leaves the community fearful. If you listen to what people were saying in the Howard years about refugees at the time of Tampa, illegals, possibly drug runners, they'll become prostitutes, could be terrorists, terrible people, they're wealthy anyway, they're queue jumpers. None of it at any point trying to describe the sorts of people, the families that were trying to perhaps get a life for their children, where they would have had no life for their children, especially if they were girls under a Taliban regime.
It's been fascinating. I think it's your first public utterances since the news broke that you're no longer a member of the Liberal Party officially, and to have you call in as a talkback caller in our media segment today is certainly quite a novelty. I'm grateful to you and thank you for your call. Former Liberal Prime Minister Malcolm Fraser. And you never know who's waiting next. Peter Reith, former Defence Minister in the Howard government, has called in on the talkback as well. Peter Reith, good morning to you.